Welcome to Rants with Al. Today we're going to talk about intellectual property. Intellectual property is the concept that you can own an idea. That can extend from anything like the right to use a name or image, all the way through to how something looks, how things are made, or even putting things together in a specific order. The idea behind intellectual property is twofold. Patents were invented to foster innovation. The idea is that if you get a temporary monopoly on an idea by publicly disclosing it, that will encourage you to give the information to the world and will lead you to create more things to give to the world. Copyright is the idea that someone should have exclusive ownership of a work because they created it. They alone should be able to do what they want with it. In simple cases, these things make some sort of sense. At a high level, I can understand why these exist, but it leads to some ridiculous situations and has never really been re-evaluated properly after the initial creation, in my opinion. Let's take freedom of panorama. This is a concept that is so intrinsic to some countries that the idea that this doesn't exist everywhere will seem insane to some people. In certain countries, you cannot publish photographs of public buildings and sculptures. These things were created by someone and therefore they have the copyright on them. But not only do they have the copyright on the actual creation, but they have the full rights to who can photograph them. And that's not just photos that are clearly just a photo of that individual thing, but they cannot be in photographs, in the background, or just at the side. And don't be thinking this is just about normal works of art, like paintings and sculpture. This includes buildings as well. The most famous example of lack of freedom of panorama is the Eiffel Tower. Wait, you might be saying, the Eiffel Tower is really old. How could it be under copyright? You are correct, it isn't. However, the Eiffel Tower is lit by a light show at night, and this is considered an art show, which would be under copyright, and therefore it's illegal to take or share pictures of the Eiffel Tower at night without gaining consent first. Now, freedom of panorama is such a fundamental thing that most countries in the world now have enshrined it in law. Copyright generally doesn't cover things that are permanently in a public place. However, this is not true everywhere. To me, this is a crazy idea. If something is in public, you should be allowed to take a picture of it. Copyright should not extend to this. Let's take music as our next example. If you say, I wrote this music, therefore I should own it, that sounds simple and reasonable. But that is not the full extent of copyright in music. In 2015, Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke were sued successfully for copying the music style of Marvin Gaye. The lawyers for Gaye's family said that the songs were too familiar and that this broke copyright law. The jury agreed. To me, this whole idea is chilling because every single piece of music is based on the influences of the creator. No music stands alone, and to say that something is too similar to a piece of music is terrifying. No music stands alone, and to say that something is too similar to another piece of music is terrifying. There's not one piece of music that can be truly original. Every musician is influenced by other musicians, and who is to say which piece was influenced too much? When does it cross the line from influence to copyright infringement? And what if two people independently write the same music? This phenomenon has existed for a long time when two people invent or create the same thing. What happens in that case? Well, in the case of an invention, it's traditionally whoever got to the patent office first. However, with music, it would be the one who can prove that they wrote it first. If you have less proof, you lose. The courts would probably go with the other person. But what makes one person more worthy of owning that idea when they both legitimately created it independently of each other? And more fundamentally, should you be able to copyright the whole idea of putting several notes next to each other? At what point does that become ridiculous? For a long time, someone owned the copyright to Happy Birthday, which meant that you had to pay them if you wanted to play it in anything other than a private room. Not play the recording, but to play the notes or sing the words. The final idea I wanted to cover is software patents. These allow companies to patent how a piece of software works or feels. The most famous of these is probably the multi-touch patents from Apple. These were arguably quite revolutionary ideas at the beginning. But after a while, something can become so fundamental and obvious that it doesn't deserve a monopoly. For example, there is a US patent that describes a system for storing small clips of music on a server to allow people to hear samples of songs. And that seems pretty fundamental, does it not? That's something that basically every music delivery service provides now. It wasn't even revolutionary in its time. Then there are the patents that clearly have already been invented. In 2011, a company was granted a patent for a system and method for storing broadcast content in a cloud-based computing environment. That sounds complicated, but in simple terms, this allowed the creators to patent a video streaming service. Does that sound familiar at all? At what point does an idea become too ridiculous to own the rights to? And do we even want ideas or knowledge to be owned in the first place? Surely that's a thing that helps humanity as a whole to advance our knowledge and to improve things. Are people only going to invent things if they have money at the end of that? I am by no means saying that we should remove all forms of intellectual property entirely. Well, I'm not arguing that in this podcast. That can be a topic for another day. I totally understand why some things should have copyright. If you create a piece of music, or you create a film, or you create a piece of art or a photograph, then you should have the exclusive rights to sell or share that with people. To a point. But to have exclusive rights over that order of notes, or to not allow people to take photographs of your sculpture, that is wrong. Thank you for tuning in to Rants with Al.